Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Mysteries, Miracles, and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and welcome to the show. So I'm very glad to be here again this evening with you guys. It's a very beautiful evening here in Ireland. And I guess I'm just giving you the updates on what's going on with the Almeen and what's happening, and also maybe some beautiful divine synchronicities that we can share that unfold in our lives as we are walking this sacred journey with Almeen. So firstly, I would like to maybe go to Almeen decided to have a little quiz. I may have said this last week, but hey, I'm just going to read it again. Why the spiritual self-knowledge quiz? So she has a self-knowledge quiz. What is the spiritual significance of releasing self-knowledge quizzes at this particular time? What do they represent? So for anyone who's new to Almeen's work and teachings, she is an incredible mystic, seer, artist, deep metaphysical, musician, everything. How she expresses, but she has brought through these amazing and incredible tools to help you break free from matrices, belief systems, and also self-examination. You know, she calls it policing yourself in one of her audios, actually, that's actually on her newest private diary, actually, and lifeworker.co. It's called, so you would go to obviously the www.spiritualjourneys.com and click on the link that says lifeworker.co and check it out, because there's many, many deeper threads to what's unfolding cosmically through the sacred questions that are being asked to Almeen. So there were certain things that I thought played out in my reality, but I will maybe tell you about that later. So, okay, why the spiritual self-knowledge quiz, and what do they represent? What is their significance, and what do they represent? Amin says they coincide with the time maps and the new metaphysics of manifestation. The 355 aphorisms or principles represented by the days and assigned to the individuals acquiring time maps to embody during the cosmic year are in fact establishing a resurrected reality for masters to live from while dwelling among humanity. Let's just integrate what she's saying, okay, because it is very incredible and profound if you really get what she's saying here. You know, each being that signs up for a personal time map is essentially signing up to assist in creating a resurrected reality for masters to live from whilst dwelling among humanity. It's pretty incredible. You know, so you're actually doing not only yourself, but the entire cosmos and all of life a service, which is incredible. Okay, so there are eight. My body's actually having a response to what I've just said, inside actually, and outside actually. My body is shifting. It's the outer senses and inner senses of my feeling, inner and outer. There are eight self-knowledge quizzes, each representing a particular emphasis or aspect or allied. These eight layers of a resurrected being's existence is what jointly comprise resurrected incorruptible matter. The tablets that go with the quizzes are power symbols that bring clarity to these areas of your life. So that's pretty cool. The tablet of Uhud, for instance, can be used to bring clarity and empowerment to a relationship by placing a specific person's photo on it overnight. Coming up in quiz two. Okay, that's the first quiz. The first quiz is assessing your degree of romance with life. And you click on this, just take the first quiz, and then you'll get your response straight away, which is really cool. So it's fun as well. So it's fun to do. Now, someone else posted, what does the tablet of Arkbar, the romance with life, which is what I actually got in the first quiz that we did. So Amin says, what does the tablet of Arkbar, they actually look like crosswords. They look like crosswords, but I found myself running my fingers over, you know, following the sequence, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then going across the way. They would remind you of a crossword. They're actually a tablet. So what does the tablet of Akbar do? How can we use it? Because I wanted to actually integrate this beyond words by running my hand over it, my left and my right hand, to be able to integrate and feel it beyond the words. And even when I look at it now, I still feel really kind of mesmerized by it. So Amin says, the series of tablets on which the words are written are power objects, unlike power wheels. They rely on the words themselves and the way they connect with each other rather than their shape to obtain their power. The power of each respective tablet, there are a total of eight, is what it activates and enhances the expression of a specific field around the body. Whenever a loved one's photo is placed on it, the tablet enhances opportunities for expression of the specific qualities it represents in that person's life. It will accentuate these in your personal fragrance blend, which I actually got. And I have gone through it already, but I just loved it so much. There's still a little bit, and I'm just placing dots of it on me because I only put a tiny piece on me today, and I could really, really smell it. And I was wearing other Fragrance Alchemy today, different oils, but I really felt that I was to use that and put that on. And honestly, if you're interested in that, Amin actually says, well, I'll read what go on here further, but she says she receives visions of your fragrance, your personal fragrance blend when you order it. So that's kind of profound. So there's, you know, so much work being done on so many levels. And I have to say, I had an amazing couple of days with the beautiful sweet sister of, you know, sister of life, like from our life family. And we spent a couple of days doing the fragrance alchemy just in sequence, day by day, every day, and connecting with nature. I have to say, we have had some pretty amazing experiences with a tree, actually, with trees. It was a four-pronged three. I said three, the number three. I meant tree, T-R-E-E. Oh my God, it was like we had this sensual experience with this tree. And it was both with our right side. Our right side went into the side of the tree. She was holding on to one prong of the tree. I was holding on to another prong of the tree. And it was, oh my God, the feeling. It was just like this sensual, and I know it's like sacred. It was like sacred sexuality with the self, but also with life, you know, with your own self. But the romance and love affair with life. I mean, we were both laughing our truth, but it was so profound and so magical. It was like we were in the land of the fairies also. At the bluebells, everything was just so magical and mystical. It was just incredible, I have to say. Incredibly beautiful couple of days. I am deeply, deeply grateful to have shared that with her. And if you're listening, I want to say thank you, because it was very beautiful. And my gosh, but the thing with the trees, and you know, we both kind of said, are you feeling this is like kind of like a sensual thing that's with the tree? And you know, we were laughing, but like there was definitely something, you know, going, you know, it was just, but it was so beautiful. And we didn't realize how, like, I didn't realize how expanded I was. I'm not going to speak for someone else, but she did acknowledge this too, of how expanded I was until I actually, you know, eventually stepped away from the tree. And I really felt like I was nurturing the masculine aspect with hope. That was my insight from that beautiful union with the tree. That's the only way I can explain it, the sacred oneness with the tree that happened. And just beautiful beyond words. I really can't put it into words because so many messages even through that connection with the beautiful tree. Anyhow, well, that was part of my unfolding journey this week, so I thought to share it with you. And I suppose the fragrance, you know, led me to the story to tell you that. Anyhow, Amin says, if you leave it on top of the tablet overnight, so it will accentuate these in your person, back to the tablet of Akbar, right? Because Akbar represents the romance of life and stuff like that, which I just read to you previously. So she said, if it will accentuate these in your personal fragrance blend. So we'll just read this sentence again so we don't, you know, forget where we were. Okay. The power of each respective tablet, there are a total of eight, is what it activates and enhances the expression of a specific field around the body of whenever a loved one's photo is placed on it. The tablet enhances opportunities for expression of the specific qualities it represents in that person's life. It will accentuate these in your personal fragrance blend. And that's why I was saying the personal fragrance blends are incredible as well as fragrance alchemy. You can check out www.fragrancealchemy.com and personal fragrance blend as well. There's a link here on this page if you want to check it out. They're just incredible. So if you leave it on top of the tablet overnight, place it under your office chair or bed, for instance, when you wish these qualities to enhance your own life. I really like that. I, you know, because it's beautiful. And what an incredible gift that she's giving. And I would like to acknowledge all the gifts that I'm receiving as well. I am so deeply grateful. The magic that's unfolding that I'm aware of is quite beautiful. And I'm just delighted. So thank you, everybody. Up next, Evolved Mam. There is a podcast, this Year Almeen podcast, and that's coming up in the it's an episode. Actually, it's a 30-minute episode that you can listen to. It's Sergey and Della, and they discuss the upcoming webinar series, Ceremony of the Magic of the Gods and Evolved Mam. So you can check that out. I have yet to listen to it. You can check it out on www.spiritualjourneys.com. So I'm really just giving you the updates, sweetie pies. So you know what I'm going to play? I'm going to play a little bit. I've really liked it so much. What will I do? Hang on. No, you know what? I'm just going to maybe play an audio. This, I have to say, this is a golden oldie. It really is. So anyone listening, just bear with me. I just want to make a note that the Calendar of Oneness, that's no longer available, but we're doing so much work with the time lapse at the moment that I feel this audio is pertinent to what is actually happening with the time lapse also, just to show you that the threads tie in with anything that Almeen does. The threads tie in, and this is going back like 2 years, this particular audio, but I really felt to play it because Almeen makes some very, very valid points in this particular audio. Now, I'd just like to add again that the Calendar of Oneness is no longer available, but she does refer to the time map. So on that note, I'm going to play this audio and let's go from there. And I hope you enjoy it. Take what resonates from you. Take what resonates, sorry, with you. Okay? Take what resonates with you with this audio and enjoy it.
Let's switch up gears a little bit. Time maps. It's one of the subjects that you already touched upon briefly earlier in our interview. They really were your main subject that you talked about at the end of September 2014. And for those people interested, again, almeendiary.com, the post of September 23rd will give you more information. And coincidentally, also on I Am Presence on September 23rd, you can find out more about these time maps. My question is, what are these time maps and how can people work with them?
And the very good thing to use as an example is a topic we've discussed. And what that topic is that when you look at the clock of birds or the calendar of birds, the clock maps specific external frequencies. Okay. The calendar of birds that we did in February maps a field of potential. So it's more inclined towards inner awareness, where potential ripples and then it is actualized into experience. So there are two different time maps, and they are mapping out how you can cooperate with the biggest power in existence, which is the infinite's intent. How you can cooperate with that. So it is giving you such a power source. It's just stupendous. Then you have the calendar of oneness that gives you a time map for the whole day, albeit, not separated out, but yet separated out if you superimpose it over the clock of the birds with its two levels of expression. The day is the larger container of it. Those are time maps. When we're looking at a year's time map from February to February, we're simply looking at something just like the clock of birds that maps out the frequency changes. Now, just like within the clock of birds, and by the way, the clock of birds has got so many different uses. You can make your own holy objects with it. You can put people in there to bring beneficial results to their life, put their photo or their name on the clock, many things like that. Many holy objects are absolutely not holy anymore because they've come out of the past dreams. And for beings that are resurrected, it's like a massive awakening. And when you are in that awakened field, old holy objects just really don't do a thing. And so what you want to do is that you want to create a holy object by focusing the infinite's intent into an object. The clock helps you do that. So these are time maps. And the year's time map is just a larger time map. The calendar of oneness, the day, is just a smaller one. And then the hours are even smaller and so forth. And they're giving currents in the ocean. When the navigator wants to send his ship down the coast of, say, let's say the west coast of Southern Africa, he's going to have some opposition because the current goes up that way. The Agulhas current goes up from the tip of Africa to up the west coast, coming up from the poles. So it's a cold current, thick, heavy water flowing against the mariner that's trying with his little sail ship in 1502 to get around the Cape of Good Hope to get into the spice trade. So if you go up the other side, you have the you have the Mozambique current, and now you are again going against the current because it's flowing downwards from the equator. Mariners had to know their currents. We are mariners of the infinite ocean, and we have to know these currents. Even just looking at the time map, it's a power object because it is the focused intent of the infinite, and it teaches us so much. By looking at it, you can see how there's no wrong road to choose if you're in alignment. If you're batting yourself against the sides of a specific channel, yes, it's little individual will trying to assert itself. But if you're flowing with the channel, there's all these choices available to you. The little five-year-old can make chocolate chip cookies with M&M candies or with chocolate chips or raisins or coconut. Whatever he wants to choose to put into that basic recipe, his mother will guide him that the amount is right. But other than that, he can decide.
And welcome back to the show. This is Mystery Miracles and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa. I sometimes say mysteries, miracle, and mysticism. But anyhow, that was Almeen. It's a very golden oldie audio, and I just felt to play it because it has been very, I think, still a pertinent message for the time map. And it just goes to show that even when Almeen is talking about something coming through, which is like 2 years ago now, here it is. We finally have the time map, and it's, you know, you're living from the Chinese calendar on this one. And so I'd just like to make a note that the calendar of oneness is no longer available. This is the time map. Check it out on www.spiritualjourneys.com. It is a beautiful tool to have. Helps you stay in alignment with infinite intent. Helps you to see, you know, where your influences are, what segment you're in. There's 8 segments on this time map, you know, and, you know, Almeen's doing these beautiful spiritual self-knowledge quizzes. So when you sign up for the time map, you will receive your own personal mantra for the year, and also you'll receive the entire year's mantras. So I'm going to read the one for today, May the 19th, 2016, and it says, I have the privilege of lightening others' load with pearls of kindness. So there's an angelic being that you get for each mantra for each day. And you would call on that beautiful angel to assist you in helping to live the holy and sacred mantra that's there for you that day to help you be walking with divine intent, and also to see where perception is needed and, you know, transcended. All of these things come in little letters, A, B, C, D, They will tell you something in your day that needs to be either, you know, changing your perspective on things, or, you know, it's worth having a look at anyway. That's all I can say, because it's a different way of being and also living. So just another way of doing it, but it's very helpful. So why the spiritual self-knowledge quiz? What is the significance of releasing the self-knowledge quizzes at this particular time, and what do they represent? I think I read this. I can't remember. Oh, my God. okay. Yes, I read it. I'm not going to read it again. So where am I repeating myself? That's something I'm going to have to look at. So, yes, for anyone who wants to do the quiz, it's fun. And, you know, reality is fluid. So, you know, consider taking the first quiz. It's fun. And why not? You know, it's just... So let's see what's coming up. Actually, there's some really good stuff coming up. Upcoming messages for light workers. So I think that's going to be a very... Anyone who listens to the... anyone who isn't doing the online course or the online, the online lightworkers.co, it's very interesting to do. I would say consider doing it, because it gives you deeper insight as to what's unfolding cosmically, and you more than likely would see the divine synchronicities in your life. So I'm going to have a little read, and I'm going to read to you guys what's coming up for the May the 20th to the 27th, upcoming messages for light workers on May to May the 27th. So it's the schedule for Almeen's new platform, How to Find Your Passion. This is going to be on May the 20th. By popular request from Russia, Almeen has recorded a transmission on How to Find Your Passion. The other one is on May the 21st, Karma, In Duality and Mastery. In what way does the master experience karma differently than someone in duality? Day 22, Sobriety, the Silent Observer. Sobriety is the silent observer that is free from the entanglement and emotions and value judgments of the heart. May the 24th, all life walks the medicine wheel. Toltec seers have through the ages correctly deduced that all life can be divided into an emphasis of one of the four directions. In other words, there are people who are west or north people, and so forth. What they fail to see is that all life walks the medicine wheel. May 26th. What do I need to do to enforce the lost qualities of harmonious interaction? What do I need to do in order for the lost qualities of harmonious interaction, mutual support, and ability to understand one another to be fully expressed in my life? Good question. All of them are. May 27, flexibility, fluidity, and fickleness. What is the difference between flexibility and fluidity, and what causes fickleness or flightiness? So if you're interested in any of these answers and you're curious about how deep Almeen can go, go to the Messages for Lightworkers timeline. So there's a link that you click on. If you go, you know, if you click on that, going to bring you straight to, if you're already logged in, it's going to bring you straight into it. Where does karma come from? That's one of the questions. So I'll read this question, yes or no, I won't. I'll leave you check it out yourself, because it's just, okay, I'll read it, but I'm not going to give you the answer, because it's up to you guys if you wish to do it, okay? You have explained before that karma of action's consequences is held in the physical realm. Emotional karma is held in the soul realm. And the regrets are held in the realms of spirit. But how does karma form? Where does it come from? Okay, so there's an answer there if you want to go and look at that. And it's so interesting, and I really felt I was picking up on spirit today in my workplace. I try and call it my place of work and play because I try and incorporate both. But it was so interesting because, you know, the radio, they play the radio. Yes, they play the radio in there, and it's normally on this particular station, but then it shifted to, there was kind of static coming through, and it shifted through to, it's called Spirit FM. I'm also aware that Spirit, you know, I felt there was some kind of programming going on, so I was very aware that it was Spirit FM, which means that was the name of the radio station, the channel that was actually coming through, was Spirit. And so I thought that was quite interesting, and I tried to change it, and I tried to, so I'm hoping that I shift something within myself today to actually go there tomorrow, and then it's going to be shifted. So I will look at that, and also I will more than likely have to look at, you know, my soul, in the soul aspect, and where am I holding regrets, you know, why am I holding regrets, what is that about? So I need to look about within myself and see where I'm holding regrets, because otherwise I wouldn't be seeing this in my reality. This wouldn't be happening in my reality if there wasn't something I needed to look at. So I'm very grateful for that, and I'm deeply grateful for Amin's private diary that gives me more insight into why that was happening today. So thank you for that, Amin. Deeply, deeply grateful to you for that. So on that note, everybody, I am going to say goodnight to you. I'm going to play the Poetry of Dreaming because I played a little bit of it last week and I really am enjoying it. And it's a beautiful thing to play and hope you start to see images, help you gain insight from your dream time. Also, it is part of the Shriha Yoga, so that Amin has brought through. So without further ado, I'm going to play this beautiful, exquisite music that Amin has created, and it's a little taster, and I hope you enjoy it, and good evening to all of you, and I will be back again next week with my love. Good night.